fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. I want to continue today to talk about the themes that have been taking up all week of suffering, of trial, and how are we to live in the midst of great trial and difficulty and chaos. We certainly know we're living through a difficult time, difficult period in history. And at the root of it, we have to see what's really going on. There's a great spiritual combat that's going on. The kingdom of darkness against the kingdom of light. The Christian people now, today, are meant to be a light. This is a time when, really, maybe more than ever, our light ought to shine. We ought to be a bright light that helps people see the bigger picture. Because what the world is suffering under is the consequence of ultimately one rejecting God and the devil's strategy for our time, which is to enslave the human race, as the writer of the Hebrews tells us in chapter 2, verse 14, to enslave the human race through the fear of death. That slavery is a real bondage. St. Paul tells us, you, on the other hand, have not been given a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you've been given a spirit of sonship, daughterhood. You know the Father. You know God. You know that this world is not all that there is. See, when the fear of death begins to grip the human mind, when we can't see into eternity, as the apostles tell us time and time again, how they passed through trial and difficulty. They saw trial and difficulty, as did the saints and many brothers and sisters who remain nameless and will know when we get to heaven, who saw beyond the veil of darkness and through it in the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. All the trial in this world, when we have a perception and a perspective of eternity, the light's gone on. I know where I'm going. I know where human history is headed. I have an understanding of the fallen reality of this world. I am not surprised when the world acts worldly. I'm not surprised when again and again and again throughout history, conflict and chaos rises. Humanity warring against itself. Friends, these are demonic forces at work. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities and powers and rulers of this dark age. Remember, Jesus said Satan's a liar. He's a murderer from the beginning. St. Peter reminds us he prowls around the world seeking someone to devour. He wants to destroy the image of God in man. And he's hard at work doing it. And his strategy is to cut us off from confidence about where we've come from, why we're here, what this world is all about, and where we're headed. He wants to cut us off from confidence that our life is going somewhere. It's going to ultimate fulfillment. We call that hope. Faith, hope, and love, these fundamental theological virtues that were given by God. Faith allows us to see what? To see God, to trust God, to love God, and to see the Father through the Son. Jesus says, to see me is to see the Father. I know who I am. I know who made me. I'm not here by accident. I can't fix the world on my own power. I can't solve all of humanity's problems, and all of us collectively can't solve our problems apart from reference to our Creator and the wisdom He gives for us to live a different way of life, the power He gives to us in the Holy Spirit. What we're seeing, friends, again, now here we are in the 21st century, the world is shaking. It's in a kind of terror in different places, in trial. Well, we want to run from it, and the solution in the United States for a lot of people, just run from it. Let's watch more TV, let's watch more movies, let's watch more pornography, let's make more money, let's create more comfort. Let's play more sports. Distraction, distraction, distraction. Because there's no answer to it. And as the fear grips the human mind and heart, our passions are stirred and we fall back into slavery. The kind of slavery that, you know, St. Paul talks about in Galatians. But it's there throughout the entire New Testament. You know, the contrast between the fruit of the Spirit and the fruits of the flesh, you might say. I'll turn here to Galatians just for a moment. Paul is just so clear about what it is that we're up against. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will also reap. What the enemy wants us to do, he wants us to sow to the flesh. Envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, bitterness, anger, lust, immorality, fornication, adultery, sodomy, all these things. That's the work of the flesh. He makes it so clear in chapter 5, verse 16 and following. But I say to you, walk by the Spirit now, and do not gratify the desires of your flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you would. Now, these desires of the flesh are awakened, they're stirred when we fall back into slavery to fear. That's what the Scripture is teaching us. When we lose any sense of hope or confidence and we're filled with anxiety and terror and fear, we're going to seek pleasure. And the enemy's strategy is to lead us to find it in all the wrong places, to say yes to that drive within us called the flesh. And Paul's saying, remember, that's the battle. But for those who are baptized into Christ, those who walk in Him, you've been given the spirit of sonship, daughterhood, not a spirit of slavery. There's a power at work in you that's greater than the power of the world. You've got within you the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And if you're listening, friends, and you're not a believer in Jesus, you don't know Him, you're not been baptized into Christ and in His church, friends, this is what Christianity ultimately is all about, and you can have it too. Christ has come for you. He's come to save us from this enslavement that leads the world again and again and again to chaos, to lying, to murder, to deceit, to fear, anxiety, all that stuff. It's in the human heart. And when we're gripped by fear and that power of fear is there, these forces begin to lay hold of us again. We say yes to them. We react not out of peace and trust, love and charity, mercy and kindness, but we act for our own self-interest. And that leads to trouble. He says, but if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are plain: immorality, impurity, licentiousness. I mean, friends, look at how much of that is now commonplace in our society. Why is it so prominent? Why is it in every movie, almost every television show? Why? Because humanity is falling back into slavery to fear. Because we are unwittingly, in many cases, but even wittingly, we are creating a culture of death, a way of life that's dominated by powers and principalities that we think is going to bring us life. Why are people pursuing, as Paul is saying here, immorality, impurity, and licentiousness, license with so much passion? Because they're being duped into believing this is the way to freedom. This is the way to happiness. They want happiness. They want freedom. But they believe the lie that to find happiness, it has to be apart from God and religion and idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, a party spirit, envy and drunkenness, carousing and the like. This drunkenness and carousing is glorified today. Why is sin so publicly promoted? Because we're enslaved to the fear of death. That's really what's going on. We're falling back into paganism, into a slavery, into a world that we don't understand why we're here, where we're going. It's all meaningless, purposeless. And all we have in this brief time is our own will to get what we want because we think it's going to make us happy. St. Peter said very clearly in warning, the letters of St. Peter are talking to Christians who are really under it. They're being persecuted. They're being martyred. All kinds of trials. They're being laughed at, actually. And part of the persecution that they're experiencing is coming from the fact that they refuse now, having met Christ and come alive in the Spirit, having their sins forgiven, they're living a new way of life. They refuse to, as St. Peter put it, to join their former compatriots in wild debauchery. This is 1 Peter chapter 4. They are surprised that you do not now join them in the same wild debauchery. Have you ever experienced that? When you just say, you know what, I'm done with that former way of life. Doesn't mean I don't love the people I used to run with, but I'm done. I'm done being a slave to my passions and my flesh and being dominated by powers other than God himself at work in me. And he said, as a result of this, they abuse you. They will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. They will give an account. So in the midst of trial and storm, in the midst of persecution and confusion, Peter calls the Christian people not to take up a sword and to go back at their enemies who are persecuting them, but to love them. Listen to this. He says, the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, keep sane and sober for your prayers. What do we do in the midst of the demise of civilization? What do we do in the midst of crisis? What do we do in the midst of chaos and confusion? I mean, I think people are finally coming to understand we're not going to find the answer in politicians. They're just as confused, as lost as anybody. We're not going to find an answer in money. We're not going to find an answer in war. These are not the answers. The Christian people have to live by a different source, a resource, a power within. Again, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So Peter said, be clear-headed. Literally, be sober. Don't get drunk. Don't fall back in debauchery. You're going to get enslaved. You're going to be confused. You're going to be stupid. Sin makes us stupid. We're going to be without wisdom. What instead do we need to do? To pray. Be in conversation with God all day long. Begin your day with prayer. Seek first the kingdom of God. Read the word of God that will cleanse your mind and heart. Worship with the people of God. Receive the sacraments. Walk as a son and daughter of God. Be in communion with others who are attempting to be clear-headed and sober and set on Christ in the midst of these trials. He said, above all, hold unfailing your love for one another, since love covers a multitude of sins. Will the good of your neighbor. Practice hospitality. You know, one thing that can happen when there's so much panic and fear that dominates is we start to circle the wagons. We live in a little tiny bubble and we hoard and we protect ourselves and our own security. What Jesus wants us to do is to practice hospitality ungrudgingly to one another and to use and share the gifts that we've been given. And then he goes on to say in verse 12, beloved, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal which comes upon you to prove you, as though something strange was happening to you, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you reproach for the name of Christ, you're blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. You're blessed. Friends, this world cannot take away from you your true treasure. Don't step outside God's grace. Don't step outside his safety. Be ready to die. Be ready to lay down your life. Be ready to go home to the Lord. Love while you have time, because soon you will be with the Lord. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in the year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.